Oh, it's time. Okay. Hello, everyone. So we have here Benjamin Jamie, who will be sharing Should There Be a Standard in Libra Localization? Ideas on how to make it easy for translators to contribute to any FOSS project they like. Thank you, Benjamin.
Thank you for the applause. I didn't deserve that yet, definitely. Thank you for being in such a large count here. So, I'm Benjamin, I work in Weblate. I do the talking there, and you can also meet Michal in this lovely hoodie here, and he's the mind behind the code and everything, and the founder. I won't be talking much about Weblate here. That's the talk tomorrow in Translations DevRoom. Here I would like to share a story and kick off something probably that could become a standard in Libre localization. Because at the moment, it's nothing like that there. At first, I would like to talk a short start of a Weblate story. It doesn't start like a masterminded startup plan that will get a lot of money and conquer the world of the localization. No, that's other companies. We are Libre Software from the start, and Michal actually started it when he was working at SUSE, and now SUSE people are very proud that this started during the SUSE Hack Week 11 years ago. For a long time, this is the office. It was actually the office at the top of the building, of those large concrete buildings you have around the Czech Republic, built in socialism. And when you needed an elevator there was those like small, on top of the building, blocks where you put all the machinery for your elevator, but it's not needed now. So all the machinery is downstairs in the shaft, and Michal had his office on the top of the building, and it's like 3 to 4 meters or something like that. And that's how he started it. And